It's Tuesday, August 2nd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We are digging into a famous passage of Scripture found in John 14. Let's read it together. Starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Now today we're camping out on verses 2 and 3. And here's what's happening. Jesus tells his followers that he's now leaving them. These men had forsaken everything to follow Jesus, and now Jesus says that he's bailing on them. So knowing that this would upset them, confuse them, and possibly leave them in a panic, Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." In verse 2, he gives the reason, and it is good. Jesus' departure is for the disciples' advantage. True, he's going away, and that probably wasn't in the disciples' plan, but he is going away to prepare a place for them, and he will come and get them so that they may be where he is. What more could they ask for? Look at verse 3. It says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to," look what it says, "myself. I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Listen, the reason heaven is going to be so great is not merely that there will be no stub toes or no stomach bugs, not because there will be the reunion of loved ones or the absence of evil. Now, those things are good, don't get me wrong. Those things are good. But the reason heaven is going to be great is because that's where Jesus is. In his book, God is the Gospel, John Piper wrote this: "The critical question for our generation and for every generation is this: if you could have heaven with no sickness, with all the friends you've ever had on earth, and all the food you've ever liked, and all the leisure activities you've ever enjoyed, and all the natural beauties you ever saw, and all the physical pleasures you've ever tasted, and no human conflict or any natural disasters, could you be satisfied with heaven if Christ was not there?" Now think about that. Could you be satisfied with a Christless heaven if all those other things were there? I think the answer to that question reveals whether or not you truly treasure Christ. Christ is our hope. He is our joy. He is our everything. Psalm 73, verse 25 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? There's nothing on earth that I desire besides you." Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." See, the foundation for our comfort in times of uncertainty is in Jesus alone. The one who bled and died for our sins and who rose from the dead, conquering sin and death for all time on behalf of all those who would turn and trust in him. He is now preparing a place for us, so that we can be in his presence forever and ever and ever. And that is where true joy is found. It's where true joy is found. In his presence is fullness of joy. And that's what makes heaven so great. Don't miss this. Let us take this truth, plant it deep in our hearts, draw great comfort from it, and thereby magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.